Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Okay, did anyone else think when the gender reveal confetti shot out of the cannon that instead of pink or blue, it would be yellow for a chicken?
Or just feathers?
Just part of me
for a chicken.
The magical realism that is this show, part of me thinks they could somehow have a chicken baby.
I think so.
Like, I'm serious. Part of me believes it. Part of me hopes it. Although that child would be disfigured and probably not live a good life. You know what? It's not going to live a good life anyway with Louise as its mother.
Couldn't wear leggings. It always looked ridiculous. Chicken legs. Jenny would be happy.
She'd have someone to talk to.
This is Reality Gaze.
This is you. This is Reality Gaze. This is 90 Day UK.
90 Day UK. Boy, that is
coming at you from Denver.
That's a big bear picture. We swapped seats. I'm sitting where you sat when we did Toe.
To look at the bear the whole time.
Yeah, just kind of staring at you.
Yep. Just like the bear at Beer Bust when you take his stool.
Yeah, I don't think shoving
you're talking
your
to
face
the otter
into his armpit is the same as a bear eating you alive, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
You'd be surprised how they're similar.
He
does eat me as if his life depends on it, though.
Since we did Toe and posted it, we have received feedback. Apparently, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino both had children in their 80s.
Have babies.
That's all we need to say about that, but I'm just letting you know. Thank you for the corrections. We did our panel today with Pink Shade and Docu Sweeties. It went really well. We had a lot of fun, and they went off to have a drink and relax, and we came to do a show.
Which I'm very happy about.
No, I'm happy.
It's actually always fun to talk about UK.
It is. I think this is not as exciting. Maybe, you know what? Didn't the middle of the season kind of like drop a little bit?
That's what happened last time.
So maybe that's where we are right now.
Then we were introduced to Emma and Hossein later.
Oh.
So
kind of like we were introduced to Tian
and
today.
David. Or and David. He says David.
Or I want to say J 2.0. Because we got a fuckboy.
Yeah. But I think she's infinitely worse.
Not him. I'm talking about her. I'm talking about him.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to. This woman is 21 years old. So
yeah.
Maybe she's not past, but she comes off as a spoiled, vapid label princess. And I don't think there's anything less sympathetic on television. I don't know what they were hoping for with her.
Well, like her mother said, it's her fault.
Well, I'll be honest. If everyone in your family calls you the princess, that means if they weren't your family, they'd think you were an asshole.
And try to kill you.
Yeah.
Probably.
If you're referred to, that's
someone
not.
Someone just driving, listening to this went, shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. They call me the princess. Spoiler alert, you're an asshole.
You're an asshole. Oh, sorry. Sorry to let you know. It's so pretty. I'm just looking out here podcasting, looking at the mountains of the Denver.
I have a mountain view.
The Colorado Rockies. Look at that.
Just
looking at them.
Anyway,
we're going to talk about looking at the Arbuckle David. Mountains.
That's true. Aren't those small mountains?
Yes, but at one time they were the worst. You don't want to know. I started to tell it. I realized you don't even want to know.
Well,
I actually am
interested. I'm thinking that you've been influenced by Oklahoma propaganda that's not true.
No, the mountains actually, through like earthquake folding, are on their side. And at one point, we're like millions of years ago, we're one of the largest mountain ranges in the world. And when they built the interstate, which my daddy, I think, helped him do that. When they like blew through the mountains, you can see instead of the rock being layered vertically, it's horizontal layers of rock. And there's always people standing on the side of the road and studying it.
Maybe they need to study the people. I think there's the land is indicative of who they people are.
Well, yes.
So everything's sideways.
Any announcements, poods? We've got our
it's official.
What's official?
I'm pregnant. No.
Oh, pregnant. Pregnant.
Finally, after years of trying.
Years.
Love is Blind After the Altar, season 4.
Oh, I did not see that.
September 1st.
Boy, we called that September, and then Love is Blind is going to be in October.
September 22nd.
Oh, it's the end of September.
Yes, they're fucking us.
Oh, boy. And we've got Plathville coming in September.
Season, after the altar season 1, I'm shocked that we did not get a release date a little bit earlier.
Boy, RG Plus is fully loaded in September. Take that what you mean.
BB loaded.
Why are you going to make it grosser?
I was pumping up for my BB corner. All BB, the time.
You did that on toe. You're not doing it this show.
That's true.
You're not doing it on this show.
Unedited raw content about BB, Big Brother.
Oh, wait. Is it UK? What show? On B90s when I talk about Last Resort. So I'll save that for tomorrow. Okay. Because
yes.
It has been watched. Wow. Love is Blind coming back. Okay.
That's in
like 2 weeks. Oh, boy. We're going to be...
I need to write immediately so we can get screeners. So.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Netflix. It is interesting how we'll talk to other podcasters here, and they'll be like, they'll be going to like go to a dinner or lunch or a panel. And they said, "What are you doing?" It's like, "We're going to go do a pod." And they're like, "Oh, so you're done for the week?" And I'm like, "No,
no, our lives are ruled by the television."
And then when they tell us.
And I'm very happy that it is.
No, I am too. And we're just used to our schedule now. But we forget. We think every podcast does like
8 shows a week.
5-6 shows at least a week. Because some do. I think I related to
Crappins. There's a lot of shows.
Ronnie
a week.
Was my friend and he helped us get into it. And that's what they did. So we're like, sure. But other people are like, yeah, I do too.
Yeah. And that's like, fine. I'm an overachiever.
I feel like if we only did 2 shows a week, though, you wouldn't be home enough. It wouldn't make you stay in L.A. enough, and I'd worry you would just like...
It wouldn't be enough to tie me down, no.
You would just be...
I'd be a free agent. I'd be fucking people more than I am now. It's good to keep me busy. It's good.
So that is great. So Plathville's coming back September 5th, y'all. We're going to be covering that. So Pink Shade is too. I don't know if DocuSweeties does that, but I know Mary Payne's a big Plathville person.
Yeah.
That's coming back. And so then that and Love is Blind after the altar and Love is Blind. The Love is Blind is going to be on the $5 tier.
Yep.
But Plathville.
So we'll after the altar.
After the altar will be
Plathville
on
the $8 tier.
So y'all going to get it. Y'all going to get it. Our collab with Hollywood Crime Scene was great. Be sure to check that out. I think that's it. We still need to talk about my schedule for the YouTube Live. I forget. I got to do that.
Why do we think of things on the air?
You know what? Oh, wait, I turned my phone off because I was going to tell Siri. I'll tell my iPad. Hey, Siri,
this is riveting.
In an hour and a half, schedule.
Do like my mom with Alexa. Please.
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 Said this.
It's not working. It just opened up my Amex.
I need
buy something. I need to understand.
Ooh, buy me a tennis bracelet, Amex.
Something went wrong. You know what?
Amex tennis bracelet for poodle.
Do they still have tennis bracelets? Are those still a popular thing? Because I got to say.
I don't think so.
I never was a jewelry fan except for I wanted a tennis bracelet in the 90s so
very
badly.
Common thing for men.
Oh,
very,
but don't you
very
think
common
so
thing
pretty?
For young men. No.
I kind of would wear one now.
No.
I would like it.
I wouldn't wear a diamond tennis bracelet. I don't think. Bracelets for me, dangly bracelets don't look good. My feminine wrist, it would be one goal too far.
I love it. You wear them and like when you move your hand, like when you put your
I would
hand
be
up
called madam.
That's fine. You're gonna go there anyway.
When
you put
fair.
When you put your two fingers on your forehead and look at someone, your bracelet kind of dangles down. I love it.
Maybe that is a look. But I wouldn't get diamonds.
I would get...
It's a little gauche.
I think I would get another stone as well.
Opals?
Maybe. Garnets? Come at us with your tennis bracelets. Come at us.
Riveting.
Where are we?
Louise and Jose. There are no words for this segment. There are no words for what I saw... I do want to bring up something someone sent us a picture of Jose. How many years ago? 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Or
when he had like short buzzed hair.
Or maybe it was less than that.
A while ago.
Fit, thin, kind of hot.
No, hot. He's got an attractive face. I called it, y'all.
Could this be a complete and utter con?
I don't know if it's a con.
Con on the audience.
Oh, what
like
do you mean?
She's involved. Like Louise just wants to get things out for her fibromyalgia videos. Body positivity videos.
We forgot that she did it. She does have fibromyalgia, so that's terrible. That's painful. So explain this more. He's conning her or they're conning us together?
Together. They're conning the show.
Well, I wonder if that plays into, because I felt like, first of all, and this is, y'all, you're probably watching this. If you've never watched UK before, you're going, wait, she looks way more pregnant than the last time I saw her.
Yes.
This show jumps ahead in time quickly.
She also looks like she's a madam. She's dressed as a madam running a brothel.
Yes. And, like, yes. And he
Tennessee
understands
Williams.
English much better.
And he looks like the kid got into his grandmother's closet and dressed up. Like, kind of like E.T.
Hey, look, you cheeky.
And he's got like those glasses with the librarian chains and a fur, full-on fur, and a grandma blouse.
Something about him kind of does it for me.
I knew it. I knew it'd get there.
But this is what I want to say. I felt like there was fraudacity in this storyline.
Yeah. This is the first time I've considered that they are conning the audience or the conning the show.
Even like the scene with Louise and Jesse, like going over again, I was like, just feels like fraud ass. So it made me wonder, are they fine?
Jose is very professional when it comes to his music.
Boy. Boy, very professional.
So I'm going to film him on a flip phone with him barely knowing the words to some song that was written for him. Jose, I need you to speak English more. I need you to sing in English. And y'all, there is an English section to this that sounds like a chat GPT voice. I'm going with all the ladies and the homies, and I like the outside, and I like the sand on the beach.
That's not good.
He doesn't even know it.
He doesn't know it. Also, they're... This is saying something, y'all. The budget for this film shoot is lower than ours when we do our music videos. You know, at least when we film on our phone and I have you run around in like an old man outfit or a skirt, at least we have craft services. We get snacks for people to help.
I think a good addition would be a next time an orthopedic cane. So instead of a pimp cane, yeah. He grabbed her orthopedic cane.
Why not?
And used it. That's improv. However, she's just filming him, and he's like, "Do you have champagne?" And she's like, "We drank all the champagne." They did. I guarantee you, if they had champagne, it was gone within a night.
Yeah.
I don't think they got Dom or Vuv.
No.
But you're exactly right.
Ballatory.
His English is so much better.
She's talking to him, and he's actually understanding her.
So this is.
Months have passed.
I'm not sure why this show...
He's going to pass his English test now.
I'm not sure why this show has a problem with telling us that...
And Sissy did tell us that English test was easy.
Mm-hmm.
A problem with what?
Telling us that time has passed.
I don't know why they would just say, like, 3 months later.
I don't know. But we are... And then he's got that cane, and I wrote, "I'm deceased." And of course they're having a gender reveal party because y'all.
But she keeps saying you've got to pass that English test. You got to pass that English test. That's all she's talking about.
And again, they explain the gender reveal is when we find out if the baby is a boy or a girl because no one knows what it is.
I think we all know what that is at this
point.
I'm
still hoping for feathers. Anyway, y'all, he's just fluffing out his fro. And she's just...
My hairstyle is my face.
And she's just in there trying to fix... Jose, you need to come help me. And she's bobbing her head like she's a chicken.
He's in there playing soccer with a balloon, and they cut to her saying, "I don't know what he's doing."
Jose is slightly childish. You dumb bitch.
They are enjoyable to watch.
I'm going to say this.
Oh, no.
This is why I felt like we were getting a little conned this time. It felt too much of an easy progression than we've been getting from them. We've been hit. Yeah. We've been hit by English test, failure, pregnancy, this, and so many roadblocks. And now it feels like we're in a different storyline of, oh, you know, the guy, he's just not working while the lady does everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like we got into a version of Kalani and Asuelu. Ooh. And it hasn't been. Anyway, it basically, and she's like, I think he's going to see his child and then realize he has to grow up.
No, honey, because do you know how many men did not do that? And women are left to raise the kids?
I'm amazed that.
Some do. Some, my brother did.
I'm amazed that she believes he doesn't have any other children.
that's a good point.
It is. And also, this is a Sissy sent this to me. Because, you know, I...
Oh, is this tinfoil Hattie?
Well, this was tinfoil Hattie when I said it. And a Sissy said, it's correct. She has at least one other child, possibly two.
Louise does.
Yes. When I said, I guarantee you this woman doesn't only have one child. So anyway, and she basically talks to Jesse. She's like, "Do you think Jose will be all right as a dad?" And he went, "I think he's not responsible enough. And are you
Have
mental?
You met him? Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He spends all his time on social media. All he cares about is his followers. Like, this does not make a dad.
So, I don't want to go tinfoil hatty again. Are we just seeing a made-up version of their reality?
I think we are.
And this is the first episode that I thought that.
This episode.
What is this called, by the way?
Put up or shut up.
Episode 7?
Eight. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up.
So we've only got...
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up.
5 more episodes.
Yeah. Who sang that song?
Fergie? Black Eyed Peas.
Oh.
I think
well, they try to get the beer in the fridge in the beer.
And it makes me very sad to think that we might be getting this, but I enjoyed the ride while we had it.
I did.
Well,
we've gotten onto a new ride.
Also, he has 2 million Instagram followers. And I don't
know. No, I told you that before.
I know. And I think we're discounting that.
Oh, that part.
Yeah.
We have totally forgotten it. We brought it up at the very first. But because.
He could be
more
much,
to that. To
he
me,
could be much
has,
more popular in Colombia.
When someone has 2 million Instagram followers, that means, unless they're just lucky as hell or they have a Caitlyn, wink, wink, we love our Caitlyn.
Caitlyn, get us 2 million.
Yeah. But someone who has 2 million Instagram followers is probably very aware of their image and they know how to manipulate
I
it.
I know. And that's what I'm thinking.
God, I want to have sex with him. What's wrong with me? I bet it's good. I bet he's got a thick, girthy dick.
I'm going to look for escorts. Not for me, but for you. Because I can't take it anymore.
Someone said, they said, at least you have sex dreams or something? I said, no, I had a dream the other night. I felt something tap me on the leg, and I turned around as my little dog, Sophie, and I held my dog in my dream for 5 minutes. It was wonderful. She just stared at me, and I just pet her, and it was beautiful. Then she came to me in the dream.
Well, she's dead.
By the way, thank you. This was on a RG Plus feed, but y'all sent messages about Mr. Collins, and I appreciate it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Funeral went well on Saturday. My brother attended. It was only 117 degrees in Oklahoma. But anyway, thank y'all very much.
And apparently Judge Tate is still alive.
Still alive. Still alive. Yes.
Y'all, that's on our... That was the Lalu episode.
That was the Lalu episode.
If you're not a Reality Gaze member, this may be the time... I'm still kind of in disbelief. And this story...
I haven't seen you laugh this hard in a long time.
This story... I think I hadn't laughed this hard since the Aunt Peggy's lip story. Mostly because of the dramatic irony was too strong. And it was layered with things like the cruelty of life. And musical theater. And I laughed because I laughed at life's absurdity. And how it all became real to me at that moment. Because all I could do was laugh. Anyway, that was a fun episode.
It was a fun episode.
Was Love After Lockup or Love During Lockup. So Jose says, if it's a boy, rapper. If it's a girl, model.
And Luis is like, no, model.
I'm glad we have two choices.
Yeah.
And guess what, y'all? It's a boy. And a baby rapper.
A baby rapper.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Keep going, queens.
That's it. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
New couple alert. New couple alert.
Tion from Derby. She's 21 and is definitely axit. Actually, she acts 17.
Yeah, she, y'all,
if
she,
that.
I don't know. I'm interested with sissies. Like, at first I started to say, she's bougie. And I went, I don't think she's bougie. Because bougie to me means you like nice things, but you call yourself bougie because you kind of have a sense of where you're like, I know I'm being a little ridiculous.
And yeah.
She doesn't seem to have that. She just
no, she's
seems
conceited. Let's.
I mean, she is beautiful. They are a beautiful couple.
And you know, the thing about it is,
why God didn't make you look like Rob Lowe. Can you imagine if you look like a young Rob Lowe? Boy, first of all, your ass would be blown out like a battleship.
I wouldn't be here. I would have died of AIDS.
God!
Like, seriously.
No, you would have.
Like, that's just to put it out there.
Can you imagine, though? You would have been. Do you think you would have been a nice person if you looked like Rob Lowe?
Absolutely not. I'm barely a nice person now. I would have been a monster, an
absolute monster. I hold myself back because I need to somehow be socially acceptable. I think this woman would be funnier. Tian would be funnier if she had a little more perspective on herself.
Yeah, it's a perspective.
And she's very young. And I think what makes her the materialism...
I'm trying to give her a pass on that. Because we all usually, when we're younger, can be a little
she's
bit more
21
judgmental.
Years old.
Like, she is 21.
It's just, it's how eager she is to tell us that she bought a pair of Prada sneakers at 14. How eager she is to tell us that she will only take one ring and not accept anything else. It's that. And it's the quality. It's not that they have to get anything out of her, because that would make it interesting. She is more than willing to tell you all about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes her different than some of the more materialistic cast members we've had before.
Yeah, it seems like she is beautiful. She seems smart. She seems very, like, capable. I feel like, I feel like you're underselling yourself. You could be so much more than a person that just wears a Gucci dress.
She's been sheltered. She's 21 years old.
I know, but
old.
I'm like, you seem intelligent. You have way more to offer than this. But when you meet her mother, Mel, it all makes, because the way you see her mother talk to her mom, she enables all of this.
Exactly.
All of this.
So I'm not mad at her right now. Tian feels like she's 16, 17.
Yeah, even though she's 21. I can't blame her. The mother raised her that way.
She kind of raised a spoiled brat, and that's what she's coming out.
Did she say she had on, like, I don't know, Louis Vuitton booties as a baby?
Yeah, and
I mean, Mel says I created a monster.
It does feel like that's her own personality, and I don't know. And this, again, I don't know if we're supposed to laugh at this and go, oh, I know a lot of people who are like this. But I don't.
No, I don't either.
And people who have, I don't know. I have a feeling they're setting her up to get a bad edit.
Yeah.
So anyway. I'd like to disagree with you about David. I don't think Jay has ever broken down crying to his friend in a restaurant about how he feels for Ashley.
That did make me warm to him, because I went, okay, maybe this is real. But he really comes off in this first. Y'all, he's gorgeous.
Yeah. He's been told by his parents too much that he's attractive. He is never
from the Dominican Republic, DR.
Yeah, the DR. He has never had to think twice whether he's attractive or not. She hasn't either.
No.
And he's
never had problems with the ladies.
I also just like to say how they met, very Pedro and Chantel, on a language learning app.
Yes.
But, however, David speaks much better English than Pedro did when Chantel and Pedro first met. She went to Santo Domingo, and she drove for 4 hours. To see him in Santiago. And he said it was love at first sight. And she says, David has completed me. So the issue I'm having, I think, is he is the completion of my soul. But yet she's still, because she's 21 years old and a princess, she can't give up anything. It doesn't seem like she's wanting to make any concessions.
I feel like that's what it showed, especially on Next Week On when they're together.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's going to be very similar to, already forgot her name. You hated her. The woman who was not really a doctor.
Oh, no, she was miserable.
But she did the same thing.
She was awful. But she April.
Did, April. But April. She did do the same thing where she acted kind of all lovey-dovey, and then she got over there and she made all these, well, this has to be this way. Do I think Tian is a germaphobe?
I think much more likable.
I think
April.
So, too. Way more likable. But I could see them giving her that same type of edit when she goes over there. I think she's going to look very demanding. Yeah.
I give anyone who's 21, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, a pass. But I guess I wonder if I was Tian and I was saying these things, in the moments, if I would have had one thought to how I would be perceived. I guess.
It's
maybe when you're 21, you don't think about that.
It's shocking me because I think women, and then especially women of color, are always having to think about how they're perceived because they're forced. But so she has to think about that. But so I don't know if this is like an air of confidence she's putting, like, I don't give fucks, but she actually does. It's an insecurity of why she does all this.
Yeah.
I don't know. But maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, he is a salsa instructor and she does not like it.
No.
Because it's too sexual for her. And she does not like he's salsaing till 2 a.m.
She does not like that. But as Tion tells her mother, he's an Aries. Just like her. I will say this. Two Aries do not need to be together.
Is she an Aries too?
Tion, Tion's mother's an Aries. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I haven't had good luck with Aries.
I don't even know. Well,
So
mom's like, no one's gonna hurt her. I really loved it when the mom said, if he
hurts my bear cub, I'll get a rental and run him over.
She's like, don't say that. She goes, I will. I really enjoy the mom.
I enjoy the mom a lot more.
Put her on pillow talk.
Yeah,
they don't have that for UK. What would it be called in the UK if it's pillow talk? In the U.S., maybe it's still pillow talk, pillow chat,
pillow banter.
Pillow banter.
I think a pillow is still pillow.
Oh, okay. Do they call it a different? I don't know.
No. Not like an umbrella, which is a bumper shoot.
It's a bumper shoot in the U.K.? An umbrella?
Yeah.
That's a much better word for an umbrella.
It's a bumper shoot.
Can you imagine? How would Rihanna do that? She's like, my bumba, bumba, shooty, shooty,
bumba, 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 hey, bumba, 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 under my bumper shoot. I don't think it works.
I don't think it works as well.
But I don't think it works. But Tom Holland could still do a dance to it.
Oh, God, y'all. Sometimes when I just want to feel inspired, just watch that. It is hot.
I wish him the best, and I mean that in the honest truth.
He's had a lot of mental health.
I know
issues. He's not really on Instagram anymore.
Yeah,
social media.
That's because okay. I think he's a great talent, and I
think so too. He'll win an Oscar.
And I wish he was so good in. I really the Devil All the Time. I think he was fantastic in.
Never seen.
And I haven't seen The Crowded Room yet, but I've recorded it. But I'm such a fan of his. So,
well, there you go. He's also got a rocking ass.
Grandma Marjorie.
Grandma. Oh, a new star now, of 90 Day UK.
I will say, between the mother and the grandmother, Tion looks like kind of like the leftovers of this generation of like fun, but maybe that's what you get.
Maybe
by raising this woman as the princess,
maybe she was. It seems we don't know if she was raised in a single. We know that mom Mel, she's like, you know how it turned out for me because she's not with someone. So I don't know if dad left early.
Yeah.
If she was just raised by her mom and her grandma.
Daddy left early. Oh, mama was poor. So she says Tion. Tion, even though she's 21, has a really strong idea of what's morally right.
Yes.
As she says, salsa isn't morally right.
I had that more when I was younger, too, until I started making mistakes in life and fucked up, and then I stopped judging people as much.
Why did you think you had that as a child?
So I actually kind of got out of it by like my senior, I got out of it younger, like by high school.
Mm-hmm.
But like my freshman year of high school, for me, it was a defense mechanism because people would call
what
me
was
fag
moral?
Or they would make fun of it. And so the air I had to put on was, part of me would say like middle school was really hard for me. High school was great. The middle school was probably when I got made fun of the
middle
most.
Middle school's awful.
Oh, it was awful. That's when, like, and guys...
I can barely remember it.
Oh,
I blocked out so much of middle school.
I was teased a lot. And so I think I kind of developed this thing. Well, people that tease me, I'm just better than them. Which my mother would say, she would say, if somebody, she never knew that they made fun of me for like being gay or anything, but my mom would say, you're better than those people. But I think I took that to the extreme.
Yeah.
And then in high school, I kind of got out of it. You get drunk and fall in love with your best friend who's never going to reciprocate you again. And you just
don't have a lot of legs to stand on.
Stop judging people so much.
So the grandma basically says, well, Tion, you've got to give and take in a relationship. That's what we do. And
because she says the dance is something he's done since he's young, honey. It's not a big deal to him. You've got to accept it. But Tion says, yeah, but he won't let me dance next to a man.
And that is something they need to talk about. For sure.
Marjorie says, he's going to have to treat the princess very well, or you'll see a different side of her and you won't like it.
I'm telling you, y'all, if your family's calling you the princess, they love you because you're their blood. They probably don't like you.
No, they probably think of you kind of like Lindsay from Lalu. They're all scared of you.
And just, it's really interesting the way her family treats her, because in a way they kind of know they're responsible, but in a way they kind of know we kind of created someone who's unlikable here.
Yeah.
So David, or David, 24, from the DR.
He is tall and handsome and he plays a guitar, and that makes him popular. Because I wrote y'all, he's a dog. But I don't know after seeing him cry, but he says he was a player in the past and girls just came to him. Again, not familiar.
The jury is out for me.
He leans in that tiger, so he says it's tiger.
This is the thing. At 24, that's a good time for a guy to literally have his spine ripped out of his body, Mortal Kombat style, and to have it broken by a girl. For the first time.
Wow.
Because that's what seems like is happening here. Because this guy, he can't even get out a phrase. He starts to cry.
Here's my thing, though. Either something in the past or something, because just like today, podcast, I was emceeing a guy, and he was getting to speak, and he's a really handsome guy. And afterwards, he's talking about his girlfriend stuff, and I said, how old are you? And he said, he was 29. He's been with this woman 3 years and still was like, I don't know if I should move in with her or not. In my head, I'm going, you're 29 years old. But
so
men don't grow up. So I don't know if the culture is different in the DR.
It's much more traditional.
I guess they're growing up quicker than American men. But that's so maybe, and I'm putting that spin on, but that's what makes me go, he's really into this?
I think so. Even as in the moments, he just kept smiling. And he says, I didn't believe in love. She's the love of my life. She's tamed the tiger. And he's meeting his friend Nat. And that's when he says, I'm going to propose. And he gets choked up talking about her and says, I can see myself marrying her. Later on is where...
None of your feelings about him are affected by how you imagine the size of his penis.
I can't speak to that. However, I will say he's coming off... He's less player-y to me than Christian. Of Christian and Rebecca, who we did not see this season. This episode.
Okay. All right.
Y'all, she has the ring. She bought the ring that she is going to
she's only wearing this, she wants one ring to rule this princess all. Or did she buy it? She just picked it out.
She picked it out.
Yeah.
And she says how much it is. And
3,000 pounds.
This is either production initiated or this is going to come up. This is going to make her persona non grata. Because he's going to say, I can't afford it. She's going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
And it's going to make her look like the shallowest person alive.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that's going to help.
She goes to talk to her mom about To me, the best part of the whole episode when I just cackled, the mother's reading on her phone mail and just says, oh, how growing up with a narcissist mother shapes you.
I know. Huh.
I don't know why they put that in
it
there.
It was genius.
But it made me laugh. It was
how
almost
growing
as
up
good,
with a narcissistic mother shapes you.
It was almost as good as when David said he was a tiger and they cut to that kitty cat that went,
you know what? This is a much campier. Anyway, this ring is 3,000 pounds, which I guarantee you he cannot afford.
Which, meanwhile, 24 hours earlier, David goes ring shopping. Was the ring that she originally bought, was it silver?
Yeah, I think so.
He looked for a ring in gold with a right. diamond, and he ended up buying one.
This is such a dramatic kind of 90 Fiancé thing where you don't, they're going to buy something that the woman won't like. Why can't they just ask? What world are we in? If I wasn't asked what kind of engagement ring I want, I would be worried. First of all, I'm not wearing one. I would maybe wear it around my neck for a while until I lost it or pawned it.
I wouldn't want to know. I would want them to surprise me.
Really?
I'd want them to know me well enough to pick out something I'd like.
Wow. What if they got something wrong?
Then I'd wear it because that's what they got me. But in the back of my mind, I'd go, this probably's not working out.
But wouldn't... No, but I would think
that last week, but I would want them to surprise me with the ring.
I think a lot of people would do that.
I actually would want them to pick it out because to me, it would be about in life, you don't always get to control what you want.
I totally agree.
And I would want them to pick out something you think that I would like. But now, if it was something completely off from what I would like, it actually would, because I would feel a little bit like, huh, is this a metaphor for our relationship? I would wonder that.
Some people are completely inept when it comes to knowing what people like.
And if I was with somebody who was like that, then I probably would like maybe send them pictures, give them hints of different things I like, pick something in this realm. But even then, I kind of would feel like, I don't care what ring you give me. Just don't cheat on me. I don't ask for much. Just have a job and just show up. I don't care if the ring has a hippo on it. Actually, I'll never wear one because I'm never going to get married. But
I'd actually like you to stop talking now because it's getting really sad.
Oh, it's not sad at all, y'all. I'm on prep now. You should see these men in Denver. Ooh.
Well, I'm buying you an escort, so you can get it out of here.
Buy me a good one in Denver, some bearded man.
No, you'll get what you get. And because we have a budget here at Reality Gays.
Everybody says we need to go to this gay bar called Charlie's in Denver. It's supposed to be great. Maybe we'll go.
Is it far?
We should take Mary Payne. You know Wah loves gay people. She'll probably end up making out with some gay guy.
And Chris is a drag queen. And Chris will just walk through and they'll scan her wrist and they'll go, gay.
Yeah, gay. Mary Payne will sit down with some young guy and she'll say, does your mother support you? And then I will.
Do you need a hug?
Do you need a hug?
Where were we?
I think we're done with them. Shane, and speaking of queer people, we're on to Shane and Mert.
Mert. So y'all, Mert does get his, they do a whole misdirection thing. Yeah. I kind of hate it. And
he is cute.
He is, and he's just like, Shane.
He got his visa, y'all.
He's got his visa, and so he's coming, but she's like, I don't want you to know when I'm going to come. I'm going to say this now.
Oh, no.
Ain't nothing worse than a pop-in than an international pop-in.
Spoken by the person who hates pop-ins more than anyone.
Y'all, if you don't tell me when you're coming to see me from another country, you don't know what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, you'll be so keyed up because if it's somebody who has a lot of money, you'd have to wait 2 weeks for them to arrive because you wouldn't want to have sex with someone.
You'd have to keep douche the whole time.
You just got a water hose up your butt every day.
No, this is absurd. I would say you need to tell me when you're coming. Otherwise, I'm going to be out of the house. I would. This international pop-in, no thank you. I don't like a pop-in when you're 10 minutes away from me.
I love a pop. I love to just pop in and go. I love a visit. Some people come visiting. I love that.
Nope.
That said.
Not prepared.
If you're moving from the airport, also too, I would want to like pick you up at the airport. I would want to see like if you're coming to my place where I live, I'd want you to see like as we're driving to the house, like see your reactions and all that.
This would make me an insane person if I did not know when someone was coming.
Oh.
Anyway.
What would you have done? What would you have done in like the 19... When was the telephone invented?
I'm not sure. Alexander Graham Bell?
I think. Late, hey Siri,
late
19th
century?
When did the telephone get invented? 1876.
I was going to say, yeah, late 19th century.
People didn't have... So imagine...
Watson, come here. I need you.
But people took the train and things like that. But imagine when people used letters that took like 2 weeks to get to someone. Imagine if someone, your relative, wrote you a... What if your mother wrote you a letter that said, God, dear Jaybird, I'm going to be coming in August to see you. I hope to be there sometime. And you just have to wait the whole month of August for your mother to come. And then they come and they stay like a month because it took them so long to get there.
That sounds like a nightmare.
But that's what people did.
And she'd just come rolling up on a covered wagon and I'm going, I haven't even like cleaned the lube out of the place.
Because sometimes a train could get there early, or what if the train gets there late, they show up a week later.
Jaybird, you've got a boy in your bed.
Mama, he's just a farmhand. Okay. Glad you got a worker.
I thought you'd be here tomorrow.
What were you doing, Jaybird? Shucking corn.
All right, well, I'm going to be here a month. We got to get canning, the tomatoes up for the canning.
Maybe I'll get you a girlfriend, Jaybird, while I'm here. You go to church?
Thank y'all for your response to Jaylene. And Jaylene Bird.
Someone wrote this, and I did think of it whenever we were talking about it. I did start singing in my head, Jaylene.
This was if Mother Poodle was thinking if I was going to be a boy or a girl, Jaybird or Jaylene Bird.
I think Jaylene Bird, you can expect to see her one day out on the road.
Jaylene Bird.
Okay, so they go to meet. They meet. They're kissing, and they go to meet her friend Grace, or Shane's friend Grace.
Yeah.
So they talking to Grace. Well played, Mert, because he arrives with a gift, and it kind of cools Grace. Because y'all, Grace, if I'm Shane, Grace is a poodle.
Yeah.
That's your tough talking friend who's gonna grill them.
Who's you've seen cry a lot, and y'all. The only thing to pacify me is a gift, is a pre-gift,
I was gonna say, would
pre-confrontation
a gift.
Pacify you?
Yeah,
I think I'd look at the gift for a while, and I'm like, well, they must be a lovely person. Yeah,
and table fries.
Yep.
That's all.
Table fries, I'm fine. Can heal the world. I'm telling you, they could have done a MIDI summit with table fries.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Camp David has them.
We need to make a shirt that says "Heal the World" and has a picture of fries, and then under it, it just says "Table fries."
Amen.
Amen.
You can't have conflict with table fries. There's no way.
You can't. You're right.
Anyway, I liked it when she basically says she's cleaning the windows. Within her mother's like, she's like, and she's like, do you have the roll of pebble pebbles that I asked you for like 5 minutes ago? And the mom's like, it's right there. I love her and her mom.
I do too. And the mom's starting to say like, I don't know what I'm going to think about this. Where's he going to, I'm walking around with my robe and my blouse. And Shane's like, well, he gets used to our culture. She's like, blimey.
And then she's like, Well, Shane, the gas man's coming, so you need to be, and we'll go out for a nice meal. So he does show up after, thank God, she dresses nice, and y'all,
Did the mom know that he was coming? Yes, he told her. Yeah, he told her, so that's why she wanted to look nice.
And I liked it.
That made it okay when he told me that.
She's so excited to see him, and I actually got a little teary. How excited she got. She like threw her phone because she knew it was happening.
Yeah.
And she's so surprised. And they're looking at the bed. She's like, I'll sleep over here. This is my side because there's a sad because I'm fat. And I'm going to give you this side.
I love, love, love Shane.
I know. We're doing an interview with her.
I would love to interview Shane.
So, y'all, the house is cramped for three people. They're on top of each other. And y'all, he goes to the bathroom and he's like, I can poo and play a game.
And they're like, can you get out of the loo? And they're all fighting over the bathroom. And then he walks out of the bathroom. The mom goes, because he dropped a deuce, I guess.
And then the mom's like, I think they need to find their own place. And y'all, we're going to see. What's going to happen after that? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
This is where the storyline took a turn for me. Not in a bad way, but kind of
wrote. Oh, God, Poodle. I wrote on different pages.
Oh, he can't find his notes, y'all.
There it is.
Oh, no.
I found it.
If I added all the time together, I was just waiting for you to find your notes.
I'm not having that because you do it all the time. So they go to look at a place. And he's amazed.
He says,
I slept on the couch in my dad's house. And
for years.
Yeah. And it's their house. He can't believe it.
It's so big. It's so spacious.
I'm like, where'd they get this money?
I don't know what she's renting it, but it's nice.
Yeah.
So he's speechless. And then I loved it that even the mom, she looked at him and she's like, aren't you excited? And he reaches up and grabs her and hugs her. And you can tell that I think he's getting a good relationship with her. They kind of made us think that he was going to be, and I'm sure we're going to get some control.
We're going to see it.
Up, but nothing like what we're going to see next week with
Christian.
Applebee's belly dancer.
And Rebecca.
Y'all came for
I am still hearing reports for people catching up, belly dancing sissies, and mostly that what she was doing was not belly dancing.
Not belly dancing.
And I told you, my friend called it titty dancing.
Which Poodle knows a thing about titty dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see. If their only plot line is he doesn't like how she's dressed, because to be frank, it is close to exotic dancing.
Yeah.
It is pretty much there. I don't know if she told him exactly what she did. But if he knew, that's his problem. That's on him.
That's his problem.
Maybe he didn't see a video of it.
Maybe.
But I think if someone is involved in exotic dancing, that's a conversation you need to have.
Yeah.
Before you decide to make a go of it.
That's all I got.
That's all I've got.
So yeah, we're going to be in New York, but the YouTube Live will be on Sunday night. So that is a good go. Also, I want to remind, we keep forgetting to remind people this, but especially if you're in the Facebook group, we are raising money for a charity, a Maui charity for...
The fires.
Because of the fires. I can't even remember the name of the charity right now because I'm a little brain dead from the conference because I haven't slept. Oh, your phone's down on the floor. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's called like Maui Cares a Lot or something. I don't remember the name.
It's not Maui Cares a Lot.
Anyway, but it's a local organization. We've raised, the last time I checked, like, I haven't checked it, but we raised like, I think, $1,500. We'd like to raise
$2,500. The Council for, come on, phone. Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, usually they're a council for obviously Native Hawaiian people, but they're channeling all of their money right now to get aid to the people on Maui and Lahaina.
I really want to, y'all. We really don't do a specific.
We're up to 1,500 now.
I really want to. There's 840 people that have not been accounted for.
Terrible.
I really, really, really want to encourage you. If you've never given before, even $5, this goes directly to the charity Facebook. Even if you don't give to our charity, this is especially if you're in the U.S. This is your fellow country people.
Yeah.
Please give if you can. They need the support. So
yeah.
All right, everybody. We're gonna go. Maybe I'll find a mountain to climb in Denver, Poods.
I'm going to climb that
mountain high. All right, everybody. You know what? I was tired and kind of blah after, and I'm in a better mood because I let my cares go away. So I hope people did that this hour when they were listening to us, too.
Me, too.
Now, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places? I also think that Dr. Pepper kicked in.
Yeah, I was going to say. And remember, y'all, if you're the princess in your family, you're an asshole.
And don't call us.
Yes.